We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Hey, got a fight. Thornton and Rabe are exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. Instigators, hour number two, WGR Sports Radio 550 and MSG. It's locker room cleanout day, and we'll say it again, mixed emotions today. We have heard from some of the veterans. Veterans speaking today, young guns speaking tomorrow. Don Granato, Kevin Adams will speak on Wednesday. We will carry a lot of that in the next few days. This will be the topic of our discussions here and the future of this team. And these questions are coming out right now. And to the players, we've heard from Oposo, Jeff Skinner, Rasmus Ristolainen, Sam Reinhart. Jack Eichel's going to speak at 11:10. We will carry it. And right now, Linus Allmark is speaking. So we'll go to him and then we'll come back and wait on Jack Eichel. But here's Linus Allmark.
Financial piece of it aside, what do you need to hear from Kevin Adams or see from this organization to make you, you know, commit to being a Sabre beyond this season and to stay?
Completely honest with you, Lance, right now that is not my concern as of now. For me, it's been like that for the whole season, that I'm just taking another foot in front of the other and just trying to pound away day after day after day. Right now, looking forward to go home, meet up with my family, enjoy my time with them. And then after that, we'll sit down, me, my agent and the team around it, and start discussing on what we want to do with the future.
Linus, with the injuries, people get hurt. There's nothing you can do, unfortunately. You had a lot of them this season that you had to deal with. I know you as a team have a very good sports science department. Is there anything that you talk to them about that maybe you can do in the off season that could help you maybe reduce some injuries?
There's certain things that you can control and there's other things that you can't control. For me, I've always felt that I've done the right things off the ice to prepare myself for what to expect from me on the ice. And there's a lot of circumstances surrounding it that might have increased the chance of me getting injured. We can't know for sure what caused it. And then some seasons you are, how should I say it? It's a more likelihood that you're getting injured. But for me, coming into this season, you know, I prepared myself for over 10 months with off-ice work. So I came in with probably the best shape of my life. So I know it's not because I was out of shape as it could be other times. So going forward, I'm just going to, you know, evaluate what happened, what muscles that I actually did injure. Take care of them, and then trying to be more and more consistent with the work I put in the off season, and then also during the season.
Linus, I know the organization obviously has a decision to make with head coach whether to make Donnie the full time guy or to bring in someone else from outside. I know you say contract negotiations are kind of down the line for you, but with how the Sabres, how they approach that head coach position, how much of an impact do you think that would make on you and your decision whether to re-sign here or to go elsewhere?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I've enjoyed my time here. It hasn't really mattered which coach I've had. They've all brought good things into my life and my game. Obviously, it wasn't meant to be really these last couple ones, but I thought that Donnie did a great job of being very consistent of what he expected out of us. And, you know, looking forward to seeing what's in store for the franchise. You know, I got drafted 2012, so it's been a lot of years since. And, you know, obviously it's been my only NHL team, so I only wish the best for this organization. And, you know, if I'm a part of it, it's great. You know, I can be more happy than that. And, but I don't think it's going to end up being, you know, on the tipping scale for me when it comes to making my decision for the summer.
All right, that was Linus Allmark, and you know, a couple perfect questions there. What are your plans, and how's the injury? And there's a lot of question marks surrounding him as we wait for Jack Eichel to take the podium here and you know, address the media, and we'll talk about, you know, what we expect to hear from him. But Linus, I mean, there are question marks surrounding him. He would be a perfect piece in net for this team next year and a few years after, but as a general manager, Craig, I'd be nervous to sign him to a long-term deal because of the injuries, but I also love his ability. So is there a happy medium there?
Yeah. I'm not worried about his injury status per se. I'm more focused on, if you're going to sign Linus Allmark to a 5-year deal, and I'm just saying, you know, a 5-year deal because, you know, the goaltender out in Vancouver, Thatcher Demko, got a 5-year, $5 million deal. Those guys are very comparable, okay, in their statistics. Paul Hamilton, I was listening to him earlier this week saying that he felt that Linus Allmark was a better goaltender than Thatcher Demko, who signed that 5-year, $5 million deal a year. I look at this as the Sabres trying to figure out what do we need right now and what does our future hold. We got a small sample size of Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, who is the future in the way that we look at it here in Buffalo. And if you're signing Linus Allmark to a 5-year deal, then you're cutting into those years that Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen might be looking to take over as a number one goaltender in the National Hockey League. So you have to be kind of aware of how long you would like Linus Allmark, or do you feel that Linus Allmark is your number one goaltender and he is going to be that for the next 5 years? These are all decisions that Kevin Adams and his group have to look into and decide the length of a contract and how much they're going to have to pay.
Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550 and MSG. Veteran speaking today in locker room cleanout. Oposo spoken, Skinner, Ristolainen, Sam Reinhart, Allmark is just wrapping up. We'll hear from Jack Eichel in hopefully just a few minutes, but we will carry it here for you. And what are you expecting to hear from Jack today? And you were bang on Friday when you said Jack definitely needs to speak. I personally, I'm not surprised that he's speaking, but I didn't necessarily think or expect him to because of the injury and because of the significance of the player that we're speaking of. But you know, he's speaking. And so what do you expect to hear from him today? And what kind of questions will be asked? Do you think the questions of, do you want to come back, trade rumors?
You're going to get the whole gamut. I think people are wanting to know where he's at with his injury. First and foremost, it's something that's kind of, you know, taken away our best player and one of the top players in the National Hockey League. This injury has taken him away for quite some time. You know, there's obviously just there's a lot of gray area of what is supposed to happen right now, whether, you know, you know, Jack should have surgery, whether they should wait longer to give it more time to heal. And hopefully, you know, it goes in the right way. These are all questions I think the media are going to want to know. And the most important one is, you know, where is your head at? Where is your thought process at? Jack Eichel, you know, he's the face of this franchise. He is one of the top players in the National Hockey League. And I think the media is going to be asking him, what are your thoughts? You know?
Well, as Linus just wrapped up, as I mentioned, a couple more minutes here before Jack Eichel speaks. And, you know, I mean, the injury isn't anyone's business. Let me just start by clarifying that. I don't expect him to give much of an update on the injury, but I do expect the question to be asked about
usually at the end of the year,
rehab versus surgery. Pardon?
Usually at the end of the year, when there's nothing to worry about because you're not giving out information to other teams per se. Usually at the end of the year, you divulge what is wrong with the injury. That's why, you know, at the end of the year, you see, oh, I played that, this guy played with a broken foot, or this guy had, you know, a broken bone in his hand and continue to play through it. And this guy had a bad shoulder that requires surgery, or this guy has a knee problem, that a meniscus tear, and he's going to go in and get that cleaned out. Usually you divulge those things at the end of the year, and players go and have surgeries or they continue their treatment, but it's usually open.
All right. Well, we will take a break here. And we will see if he does divulge that and more with Jack Eichel in his postseason press conference here, wrapping it up. We'll be right back. It's Locker Room Cleanout Day. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. When we come back, we'll hear from the captain.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. Locker Room Cleanout Day. Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550 and MSG. We are waiting on Jack Eichel to take the podium. And you heard anything that's surprising to you yet, Riv? Is there anything that's stood out to you from players? I mean, the players that we've heard from are the veteran players, and they are clearly unhappy. Some of them here a number of years. And then we'll hear from the younger guys tomorrow. And interim head coach Don Granato and Kevin Adams on Wednesday, general manager Kevin Adams. So just waiting on Jack Eichel. But have you heard anything? Is there anything that's stood out to you?
You know, Linus Allmark, I think, is pretty straightforward. He's an unrestricted free agent. Like he said, he's going to go home. He's going to enjoy some time with his family back home. And then he's going to be in some discussions with his agent. And it's not just going to be about signing with the Buffalo Sabres, because he is a UFA. He has the ability to test the market this year. I believe that Linus Allmark is without question a number one goaltender in the National Hockey League. I think that others in this league feel the same. And there's going to be teams that are going to be interested in Linus Allmark. There's no question about it. So, that's going to put a little bit of pressure on Kevin Adams to try and get a deal done. And we'll have to see what transpires from there.
All right. So we're waiting on Jack Eichel and, you know, really looking forward to hearing what he has to say about the season. And I'm not looking forward to him having to do this, though. I am sure that when he envisioned going into this season, this is not how he or any of these players expected this season to end. I mean, dead last again. And, you know, answering the same questions over and over again. And maybe even this year, it's questions not even about just the season, but, you know, his future here, which boggles my mind, because 5 years ago, I never would have thought that that these conversations, you know, would even be had, and they've been had, and they started last off season. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what people ask Jack and what he has to say. I don't expect him to give much information. I don't expect much information on his neck. I don't expect anything on his future, but I will say that from puck drop, he's been hurt from the start of the year, regardless of, you know, I heard the injury at the start of the year was his rib. And I just think to myself, the season could not have started in a worse way for the Sabres. Their future number one goalie, who, huge season for him, starts the season, his father passes away. Jack Eichel is hurt. Things just didn't seem to get off on the right foot here.
Well, you could say that. And, you know, Jack Eichel is out question one of the top players in the league and on our team. That being said, you know, the issue is not Jack Eichel. Because last time I checked, Tampa Bay Lightning played without their top player, who led the league in scoring a year and a half ago with 128 points. And, you know, Steve Stamkos was out a number of games, almost, 18 games this year. Tampa Bay didn't seem to lose any steam when they lost elite, super high elite players. They have depth. That's what they've built in this organization for a number of years in Tampa Bay, and they never look back. They never were saying, "Oh, we're not playing well because we don't have this guy." So I don't want to be the Sabres right now and say the same thing. Oh, the only reason we're not having success is we don't have Jack Eichel. Well, that's not a good team then, because you're not made up of one player on a team. And yes, I understand he's very impactful to each and every game that he plays. But in order to be a really good team in this league, you need more than just your top player. You need to surround your guys and build a certain depth throughout your lineup. You need to have certain types of players, tough players to play against. And right now, I think that's the issue with the Sabres. And that's why they're in last place. Not because Jack Eichel was out this year. It's because they have struggled to bring in the proper.
Well, isn't that why they brought in Hall? I mean, they brought in Staal, brought in Eakin. You know, that was our depth. I mean, when Jack was reportedly hurt at the start of the year, I was not nearly as concerned as I would have been in years past. Like the year he sprained his ankle the day before the season started, that was an absolute gut-wrenching loss. And then when you heard he was hurt and he's going to be out a week, and, you know, he comes, but he'll be able to play, you know, you're optimistic because Jack at 65% is better than most players at 100%. So because you had the added depth, because you had Olofsson with another season and into the league, like Jeff Skinner, we're going to go to break because we're still waiting on Jack Eichel's, and we want him on Jack Eichel's presser, and we want to make sure that we get it all. But Jeff Skinner did not look to me like he came in ready. And that's where the whole thing started for him, I think. And so that's huge. He owes this team a huge offseason. But that was another guy that we should have been able to lean on, and we couldn't.
So you're saying that Jeff Skinner owes the team something to go home and train hard and come back?
100% this offseason.
I would say the Sabres owe him something too.
Okay, and what's that?
And that's not to be put in a situation that he did in the last 2 years under Kruger.
Well, that's to be, I can agree with that, but also
Jeff
sometimes
didn't sign a $72 million deal, $9 million a year.
I will say this. Do you think when Jeff Skinner came into this season, you saw the way he was skating and everything in the first few games, did he deserve to play on the top lines, or would that have been handed to him? Because it looked like he didn't do anything for 10 months. That's how I feel, unless he was hurt too and we didn't know about it. But he didn't say anything in his year-end press conference. So, yeah, I do. I think he really owes this team a real solid offseason. And he could do him a favor and waive that no movement clause too, just to protect another player. I think, you know, scratching backs all the way around. Remember, $72 million. We'll be right back with Jack Eichel here, hopefully, with his season-ending press conference, WGR 550 and MSG, the Instigators.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, it's locker room cleanout day. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Here's who has spoken today already. Kyle Okposo, Jeff Skinner, Rasmus Ristolainen, Sam Reinhart, Linus Allmark. We are waiting on Jack Eichel, and Jake McCabe will speak after that. We will carry Jack Eichel. If he's trying to dodge us, we will just carry it into the next hour. So we will carry it, and we'll have Jack Eichel here on WGR 550 and MSG. So don't you worry. You'll be able to see the captain and hear from him here today. Tomorrow speaking will be Rasmus Dahlin, Casey Mittelstadt, Tage Thompson, Victor Olofsson, Dylan Cousins. Wednesday, you'll have interim head coach Don Granato, general manager Kevin Adams. I wonder, you don't imagine with Tortorella and Tockett being available. I'm not saying they're candidates, but you don't think Kevin Adams announces that Don Granato will return next year and take off the interim tag? Or do you think the process?
I'd be shocked if that happened. Okay. You're talking on Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
No, I would be shocked. And this has
you're not saying that because he's not deserving of it. Because it's just the process.
Don Granato is very much in the loop and has the opportunity. I think he did a lot of great things with this young team in the last number of. He came into a really tough situation. Like, I mean, I don't think people even understand. I can't even understand. I've never been a part of a team that has lost where was the games? 18 in a row or something like that. You know, the environment was extremely toxic and players' minds were not in the right frame of mind. And, you know, Don Granato, in a short period of time, really the communication that he had with these young players to turn their games around was truly pretty fantastic. And, you know, Don Granato, if you look back, you know, he played a lot of his games, coached a lot of his games with, you know, no Linus Allmark in the lineup, no Jack Eichel in the lineup, you know, a veteran Jake McCabe. Like, the defense core that we had were all young kids. I think he did a really nice job. That being said, I think Kevin Adams has to go out and do his due diligence on the number of coaches that he's interested in. And by speaking with these men and guys that have been coaching for a while, Kevin Adams will get a real good understanding of what he wants.
Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG, waiting on Jack Eichel. Not sure if he's even going to be the next one speaking. So we'll keep you informed on that. But so I think it probably would be Jake McCabe speaking next. I wonder what his future would be with the team. Craig, he's an unrestricted free agent, was playing pretty well, suffered an awful injury, not the injury that anybody wants to suffer, but especially a guy in his situation, you know, going to unrestricted free agency and actually playing well.
Yeah.
It's a tough year for him. What do you think happens with Jake?
Again, it's just my personal thoughts. I would think that they would be moving on from Jake. I think Jake's, you know, when he was playing here, I think he played some really good hockey for the Sabres. But I just think that they're, again, not rebuilding, restructuring, different players, different attitude, different environment. I think you need something fresh. And, you know, Jake will definitely be sought after in this upcoming unrestricted free agent signing period. But I don't see Jake returning to the Buffalo Sabres. But that's just my feeling.
So we're expecting Jake to speak next. Jack, apparently, as Mike Harrington tweeted here, Eichel's still in his exit meeting. So that's why Jake's going to come up next. So he's still in his exit meeting. How do you think that conversation's going?
It's going.
Like, Jack has a very unique position on this team to speak his mind a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, ask, you know, maybe does he request certain type of players?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what, you know, what are you mumbling about? I mean, do those conversations not go on? I certainly wouldn't.
I'm sure.
Know.
I'm sure they are.
Like, is Jack asking what the direction of this team is today?
100%. I think he wants an answer too. I think it needs to be clear. You know, Jack's competitor, Sam's competitor, Risto's competitor. All these guys have been here for a long time. They're competitors. They want to win. They want an opportunity. I'm going to tell you right now. And you would understand this, what I'm talking about. 82 game NHL schedule is like a grind. It's just like a grind. It's like Groundhog Day. You know, it's a long, demanding season on the body, physically and mentally. But let me tell you something. When you make the playoffs, it's just like a light shines. All that preparation, all those meetings, all the stuff that you do collectively as a team to get ready for playoffs, there's nothing like it. There's nothing better. And these guys have yet to have that feeling. They've yet to prepare for a playoff team that you got to beat four times, that you possibly could play seven, and in a very short period of time. And it's glorious. It's incredible to be a part of the playoffs. And when you win, there's nothing better. Fans in the stands in the playoffs, it's like a different engine, and these guys have yet to have that feeling, and I'm sure they're craving.
You say something that's interesting that I reflect back on, and I'm well aware that I did not play a playoff game in the NHL, but there's something about my first year, we missed the playoffs. The next year we came back, it was a lockout year, then the year after. That was my first year of experiencing a team, being on a team going to the playoffs in the NHL. And I did it twice in Buffalo, once in New Jersey. And the preparation is, while it's a little bit different, it's always the same. I mean, the preparation for the games and for the team that you're playing, and you have one team to focus on, there's a different energy around the team. There's a different, it's exciting going to that hotel. I bet you guys went to a hotel, met at a hotel.
Yeah.
You have dinner, coach does a presentation, you get a booklet on the team, what they do, you know, what our team, everything. And it's
every single player. You had a write-up on every single player that you played against for that opposing team, what their strengths, what their weaknesses were. You sat there and you braked individual players down. So you knew exactly, this is a guy here. If you press him hard and stay on him verbally, he takes penalties. It's been proven through the analytics and all that kind of stuff. And so you break down every individual player, their strengths and weaknesses, and you target the weakness. There's no question about it. It's awesome to be a part. Like, I just remember, like, when you're in the playoffs, although things are extremely emotional, you can't get too high and you can't get too low. That's the way that you have to look at it, because the game that you win the night before means nothing about the game that you're going to play the next day. And you just need to take every end. You have to be very forgetful and focus on the task at hand that's right in front of you. And these are things that you learned through your time of going through the playoffs. You learn all these little things. You learn from the older players that have been through it. You take in all, you're like a sponge. You take it all in. And you know, when you're talking about Sam Reiner, when you're talking about Jack Eichel, when you're talking about Rasmus Ristolainen, these are all first round draft picks. You have Jack and Sam were drafted second overall in their drafts. Ristolainen went eighth overall. These are guys that want to win. And right now, they started, you could talk about our rebuild. When you want to use the word rebuild, it was with Jack, Sam, and Risto. And we're sitting here today, 6 years and 8 years later for Risto, you're sitting here and the team's in last place. So I'm sure that all of these guys, when you spoke about Ristolainen, you know, he's open to all scenarios. And, you know, when asked about whether, you know, he would want to stay here or be traded, he says, I'm open to everything. I'm fine.
Well, he'd be lying if he'd said anything else. He'd be lying. Unless you just said, get me out of here. I mean, that would be as honest as you get. But saying you're open to anything means, you know, you want out. I mean, you want to move on.
That's not true. That's what your first thought is that. But to me, when I listened to Rasmus Ristolainen speak, and he was asked about, are you open to all scenarios? Of course he's open to all scenarios. He's been here for 8 years. He's lost for 8 years. He hasn't made the playoffs. That being said, I felt that Risto is open, but he's also open to come back and try and work through this. That being said, he doesn't want to go through a rebuild. He doesn't want to retool everything. And so that's where it's going to get
interesting. Did you hear what he said? Did you hear? I mean, you heard what he said. It is going to be interesting. We're going to take Jake McCabe here in 1 second, but he made the point about bringing in players, bringing in free agents. Like he acknowledged the fact that they need players.
They want to build.
They need to continue to add players for them to make the playoffs. Here's Jake McCabe and his postseason press conference after a tough season for him.
As you enter the off season now, you would have pending free agency in front of you. How do you feel about that? Would you like to stay a Sabre? Would you like to go on the market? Or what are your feelings about that?
Hey, Paul. First off, the injury rehab's going great. Everything's going on as planned and as scheduled. You know, really, my knee, I was fortunate. I really haven't been in pain this entire time. It's been feeling great throughout the whole process. So, you know, I have zero doubts about moving forward, how this is going to affect me. I know I'll be ready to rock for next season and, you know, plan on getting on the ice as soon as July. So, I should be, you know, full go for next year. And as far as my standing with the team, I am a pending unrestricted free agent, but, you know, I'll continue to have discussions with Kevin, you know, leading, you know, up to free agency to this point and just kind of taking everything day by day.
Jake, as far as the injury, it was just, you know, a freak thing at the end of the game. Just how hard was that to deal with? Just, you know, when it happened, how it happened, all that.
Yeah, it's been quite an interesting, you know, 12, 14 months for everyone, really, but myself especially coming right off of, I had COVID, and then, you know, just a few games after that, the injury occurred, and it sucked. I kind of gave myself that night to, you know, kind of, you know, have tough conversations with my mom, wife, dad, and after that, I kind of just, you know, told myself that being sad and mad about this isn't really gonna, you know, make myself better. So I've just had a really good attitude about it the whole time. And just kind of, like I just said to Paul, I just take it day by day and attack my rehab every single day to my fullest. And, you know, everything is really going great. So I really, you know, just I'm in a good spot overall, mentally and physically. So just at this point, excited for, you know, next season.
Morning, Jake. With another coaching change is never easy. I mean, what sort of impact, when you reflect on going through this, you know, a couple of times previously, what sort of impact that can have, you know, for a group, you know, moving forward long term and sort of building something sustainably?
Yeah, it's tough. There's no other way to describe it, really.
This is my seventh year pro, I believe. Granted, I didn't play under Donnie, but I guess you would have been probably my fifth coach, I think, here, which is unfortunate for sure. I think I have a little bit of a different perspective this year than probably other people or all the other guys that you've talked to, because, my last game was our last win before the long losing streak. And I wasn't really around the team, those few weeks after my injury and amidst the losing streak. So I can't really comment on, what the environment was in the room and whatnot. When Ralph and Smitty got let go, it was definitely a sad day for myself. I really enjoyed those two. And I think they really made me a better player and a person. With that being said, I think Donnie's done a great job with this group as well. And it's been great to see guys, kind of thrive in their roles. Like Casey Middlestad's been playing awesome this year. And it's really, really great to see him, thrive under his role with Donnie. And, but overall, it has been frustrating and whatnot. But that stuff's out of your control as a player. You just, go about your business every day. And that's kind of how I've gone about my business the last couple of years, is just kind of put my head down and work and do my job. And that's all you can really, control yourself is doing your own job.
Hey, Jake, John Laurel. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Good to hear that you're, getting better and going to be back on the ice in July, but kind of piggybacking off your answer that you just had, as much as you've liked some of the coaches, maybe all of the coaches that have been here, how, when it comes down to making your decision about your future, given that you're going to be an unrestricted free agent, how much do you put into the fact way that this organization just hasn't been able to get things right during your term here and even beyond?
Yeah, that's definitely an important conversation, I think, that I will have with Kevin. I think Kevin has, done a pretty good, a great job this year, given, the circumstances of everything. I think as a first-time GM, I think he's handled himself well. He's a really good communicator, and I've really enjoyed my time with him so far. And just an easy guy to talk to. And I think, kind of like you said, it hasn't gone right so far in my time here. And it's, like I said, it's very frustrating. However, I think, like I said, I think Kevin, has a great vision for this team and moving forward. And what they have decisions to make with the coaching staff and whatnot. But I think it's going to be moving in the right direction here. And I'm looking forward to those conversations with him in the future.
Hi, Jake. When you look at that losing streak, as you were watching from afar, I know you probably saw most of the games in some way or form. How difficult was it just to see the team's confidence just completely erode? But then at the same time, under Donnie, what was it like to see guys kind of find themselves and find their games a little bit?
Yeah, it was tough. It was really tough to watch. I've been in that situation where we've lost, multiple games in a row. So I knew exactly how guys were feeling. There's not much worse feeling out there than losing all confidence, as we all saw what was going on. And just everything is just extremely difficult at that point when you're feeling like that and when you're not finding success out there individually and as a team. So it was tough, especially from being a bias, looking from afar, you can't really do anything. And you got all your buddies and teammates that you've, been battling with for years, and you can't help them out. And it just sucks overall. But on the flip side, when they've found some success with Donnie, it's been fun to watch, kind of like I mentioned, Casey Middlestad, how great he's been playing. And Rhino had just a phenomenal year. Sammy's one of my best buddies, and just was so happy for him to have, every single time I watched the game, it's felt like Sam was putting one in the net. So that was great to see. And, just different stories, like Hauser coming in here at the end of the year and getting a couple wins for us, and just, just little individual success stories like that were, kind of coming out, just gives guys confidence moving forward. It's just so important, whether it's development or whatnot, just to find that success and find that that confidence, because I found as the more I play this game, the more confidence you have, obviously the better you're going to play, but to find that confidence, you do need to have success in the ice. It's not just as easy as pushing a button saying, okay, I'm going to be confident now, as we found with that 18 game losing streak. It's not easy to flip the script like that. So it was great to see guys, playing with that confidence and just playing with that, just creativity and freedom, I felt.
Jake, as you look at the defense, as you watch them, I mean, when you went out injured, you and Rasmus were having your best years, but you've had a chance to see Dahlin and Joakim Harju recover their games and get better. You got a chance to see Samuelsson come up and Bryson and Will Borgen. You've gotten a look at the future. What is your thought of the defense as you see it now? And do you think it's really close to being really good with what you've seen with the young kids?
Yeah. I think, being a defenseman in this league, it's very challenging as a young defenseman. I think it's much more of an adjustment as a defenseman than a forward. That's personally what I think. Maybe forwards would disagree, but so you're definitely going to have your stretches of play as a young guy that you're not playing great. And you look at the score sheets in the night, you see a dash two or, multiple nights of being in the minus. And that's, something that we take pride in as defense when you don't like to get scored on. So with saying that, like you said, I think Henry and Rass both are just going to be phenomenal players and really got a great head on their shoulders. So I, like you said, I think it's, the future is definitely bright on the back end. I mean, overall, there's just that Samuelsson stepped in. I haven't, seen the, I haven't been around that much. So I haven't met a lot of these guys and got to know gotten to know them very well, but it was me and Risto were sure off to a good start. It's, this game's funny. It's a great game, but man, it sucks sometimes when it when you get hurt. And unfortunately, I've had some bad luck. But I know that just moving forward, that I talked about, it's, as a young defenseman, it is tough to adjust. And I feel like now, at 27, and I'm finally, really entering the prime of my career. So my sole focus is just getting this knee healthy and continuing this, my good play this year. And, I know I still have better play to come.
That's a guy that I always root for. I like Jake McCabe as a player. I don't know him as a person, but I like him as a player. And, I'll ask you this, Riv, before we head out of here to break and come back, and hopefully Jack Eichel's ready. And I'll ask you, we'll talk about it on when we come back, is who's in that year-end meeting with Jack Eichel. We'll talk about that if we have a chance before he hits the podium. But is Samuelsson ready to step in to fill in for a Jake McCabe absence next year? Because if he leaves, I still feel like you're going to need a left-hand shot physical defenseman.
Yes. I would have Samuelsson in my lineup next year. I think it was a great opportunity for Matthias to get a couple games here, to feel comfortable, know that he can play at the pace of the game. And I think there's a tremendous upside with a player that's, 6'4", 6'5", 230 pounds, and he's 21 years old. You've got a lot of years moving forward with this young man and his size, his ability to skate, his calmness, his ability to defend. I think I'd like to see him a little bit more physical with his body and his size. But all in all, I was pleased with what I saw from Mattias Samuelsson, and he would definitely be in my top six next year.
Quick yes or no, and maybe it doesn't have to do with whether you would or maybe he would, but is Jake McCabe back on the Sabres next year?
I would say no. And that's just my opinion, and I can't even tell you why. I just think that, you know, Jake McCabe has, you know, been a Buffalo Sabre for a number of years. I think he had said 7 years pro now. Listen, I think it's just time for a change. I think it's time for a change for Jake. I think it's time for a change for you know, the Buffalo Sabres. I think we've got, you know, a guy like Rasmus Dahlin, who's going to be taking a tremendous amount of ice time next year. I think Mattias Samuelsson, who's a great, big, huge defender that really moves the puck and skates well for a big man, is going to have a spot. And you know what? You could probably make a case right now for Jacob Bryson in the way that he plays. As much as he's small in stature, he plays big. And he skates exceptionally well. He moves the puck exceptionally well. And I just think those three guys moving into next year are probably guys that will have an opportunity to play.
All right, we will continue this extended episode of the Instigators on Locker Room Cleanout Day as we await Jack Eichel to step to the podium for his season-ending press conference. He was in his year-end meeting. Who's in that year-end meeting if we have time to discuss it when we come back? Otherwise, we'll hear from Jack Eichel, the captain himself. Stick around, more to come. Hour number three begins with the Instigators after this break.
This is the Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. Instigators WGR 550 and MSG. As we mentioned all the way at the start of the show, it's Locker Room Cleanout Day. It's the Sabres end of season media Zoom calls, we'll call it. There's no more press conferences. We've heard from Kyle Oposo, Jeff Skinner, Rasmus Ristolainen, Sam Reinhart, Linus Allmark, Jake McCabe just spoke, and tomorrow all the young guys. Interim head coach Don Granato Wednesday at 11, general manager Kevin Adams Wednesday at 11:30. And right now, the captain of the team, Jack Eichel, is speaking. We'll go to that. Stick around.
When it comes to the rehab, coming back from this injury, can you just take us through the process, what it's been like here since March 7th? And is surgery still an option for you?
Geez. Wow. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. Hope everyone's been doing well. It's been a tough road for sure. I mean, this is it's kind of like a new and different, you know, situation that, you know, I for one am not an expert at all, right? So I've tried to just inform myself as much as possible and speak and meet with as many doctors and get as many opinions and, you know, try and learn as much as I can about the whole situation. So yeah, it's been tough. I mean, you know, more than anything, like, I mean, not playing is the toughest part about it. I mean, that's what I love to do. And, you know, 24 years old, I mean, you know, there's nothing I want to be doing more than playing hockey and competing and being on the ice every day. So I think the mental side of it has been tough for sure. Kind of not knowing where this is going to go. To touch on the surgery aspect, yeah, there's definitely an opportunity, a situation where it could still require surgery. So, you know, I'm trying to keep an open mind about what can happen, but more than anything, I just kind of want to fix the situation, get healthy, prepare for next season.
Hey, Jack, John Warrow. Good to see you. To follow up on that, well, it sounds like you feel that you are confident you'll be available for next season. But my other question was, you know, we hear about hope and this team possibly turning the corner. What did you see out of this team, and how much, you know, is there hope that this team can finally turn things around?
Yeah, I mean, it was it's definitely a different perspective being being out of the lineup and, you know, kind of going through this experience where you're just watching every game from afar, and, you know, being able to talk to the guys and get their perspective on how things were, you know, how things were different and how things ran under Donnie. You know, guys are really positive about it. It seems like the mood's good. It seems like guys are excelling. It's, you know, I mean, you guys watch the games just like I do. It seemed like some guys started to take off and play better. And I think that there's definitely a positive to that. You know, I obviously didn't speak with you guys after Ralph got fired. You know, that's always a tough situation. It's a tough situation, you know, for an organization, you know, for players. It's, you know, it's hard. It's, you know, Ralph is a phenomenal human being and, you know, somebody that, you know, I hope to continue to have a relationship with the rest of my life. I think the world of Ralph as a human being. And, you know, but I have heard a lot of really good things, and the response from the guys has been good in terms of, you know, how Donnie came in and implemented, you know, his system and how he got guys to play. And so, you know, it's definitely good. I mean, you've seen some, you know, positivity over the last however many 25 games or so, and it's been nice to see. It's been nice to see some guys step up in different roles and have some success. You know, I think it's been great. It's good for the organization. It's good for some of these young guys that are getting these opportunities, and you know, some other guys who you know, were kind of, you know, brought to the forefront. And you know, obviously the goaltending situation, that's been an interesting one with all the injuries, but I think it's been great to watch some of these guys step in and play. I mean, you know, Michael Hauser, I think it's been, you know, probably a whirlwind week for him. It's really cool to see him get that experience and get to play and obviously, you know, play well. So, you know, I think there's some positivity to be shown.
Jack, I don't think any of us thought we were going to be sitting here talking about the same thing this year that we talked about last year, as far as being in last place and the whole thing. And I've been around you long enough to know for sure how you feel about losing and how much you despise it. And you've talked about it many times. What is your mindset now after this year? How do you feel about it? And have things changed in your mind? Do you still want to be part of the solution? Would you like to move on elsewhere? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty loaded question. I think there's a lot to it. I think, you know, for sure, I would say I've been a bit upset about the way that things have been handled since I've been hurt. I wouldn't I'd be lying to say that things have moved smoothly since my injury. So yeah, I think that there's been a bit of a disconnect, I think, from the organization a bit and myself, and you know, it's been tough at times, but you know, right now for me, I think the most important thing is just trying to get healthy and figure out a way to be available to play hockey next year, you know, wherever that might be. I mean, I think, you know, the losing stuff, it takes a toll. I think it's all perspective. And yeah, I guess we'll see what happens, Paul. I think there's a lot to that question. I think in the situation that I'm in right now, you know, my main and number one focus has been to try and figure out a way to, you know, one, be cleared to play, and two, just try and get myself in as good of condition to be ready to have a good year next year.
Hi, Jack. I guess, you know, I had a different question, but now you bring up something else. What are you most upset about with the organization since the injury? And is there any implication there? Were you playing hurt before that Long Island game? Did the neck thing happen before that, or what's the situation there?
I think everyone probably plays hurt. You know, in a season like this, I think everyone deals with things. I was dealing with stuff just like everyone else. So, you know, before that, I wouldn't necessarily say that, you know, that, I mean, I dealt with injuries just like everyone else does, you know, maybe some worse than others. Obviously you had the ankle sprain in New Jersey, missed a few games for that. Obviously I broke a rib on the ice before the season, probably like a few weeks before training camp. So that was sort of the reason that I wasn't available at the start of training camp. I fractured the tip of my rib shooting too, actually, which is pretty interesting. It was a non-physical, or I didn't take a hit or anything. I was on the ice at the Harbor Center and, you know, just too much torque on the tip of my rib and fractured. So I had to let that heal. So, you know, and then I had a, abdominal injury that I hurt last year. And it's to be honest with you, it's just lingered for a while. And, it's been really hard to pinpoint what the exact issue is. There's some stuff that has been unresolved. And I think with COVID last year, the shutdown, it definitely put a pause on, I think, the healing or the treatment that I probably would have gotten and not being able to travel and do things. So just dealt with that a little bit. And, but listen, I mean, it's a tightened schedule. It's a hard season. You know, my own opinion, we played in the hardest division in the league and, you know, you're playing every other night. We had a COVID shutdown in the middle of the year for 2 weeks, you know, tightened our schedule up even more, you know, so I'm sure that, you know, if you went to any team, I think guys are probably playing with stuff. So, I don't want to make that an excuse for, you know, two goals or whatever I had. Like, I mean, when I was in the lineup, I definitely didn't contribute and play as well as I needed to play and as well as this team needed me to play. And that's just the hard truth. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I was not good enough. And, you know, I can look myself in the mirror and say, yeah, you weren't good enough this year. Like the times where you were in the lineup, you weren't good enough. So, you know, I just got to be better. You know, I got to be a better hockey player. And, that's what it comes down to, you know, got to get healthy and get myself prepared for next year, but got to be better.
Hi, Jack. Adam Benigni with Channel 2. It's good to see you.
And nice to see you.
I want to go back to Paul's question and your response there. And I know it's a loaded one, right? But when you say you want to be healthy, obviously, to play hockey next year, wherever that may be, I got to ask you again about that. I mean, at your stage of your career with this organization, to have not played in a playoff game at this point, and questions about the future, including the head coach and all of that. I guess when I hear you say that, it begs the question, have you requested a trade? Have you expressed your openness to being traded? What is your mindset long-term about continuing to be a part of this organization, given where it's been and where it may go?
Yeah. I mean, I'm frustrated. I'm sure if you went down the, line in the locker room, I'm sure everyone's frustrated. So I'm not in any different situation than anyone else. You can't sit here on media day and be happy that, you know, we're having this conversation and, you know, we should still be playing. Like that should be everyone's mindset, right? It should be, you know, we're moving on to the playoffs and, you know, we had a good year and we're going to try and, you know, win a Stanley Cup. That should be the goal of, you know, every player at the beginning of the year, every team, you know, and that was our goal when we started whenever in December. Did we reach it? No. Did we, you know, have a hard year? Yeah, we did. And I think when that happens, it forces everyone to, you know, just consider what, you know, what I guess you could do better, what you think maybe the future holds. You know, I think I have a lot of thinking to do in this off season. I think that there's a lot that I have to consider and, you know, but for now, obviously, you know, I'm here, I'm the captain of this hockey team and, you know, my goal is to be available and to try and help the guys in the room and help this organization win hockey games. And, you know, I'll continue to do that as long as I'm here.
Do you think this team could look radically different next year, given, you know, some of the guys that are free agents, Sam's an RFA? Do you expect it, you know, there could be 4, 5, 6 more guys that have been here for a while that aren't here anymore?
Yeah, I mean, I think whenever you lose and, you know, you find the lack of success that we've had, I think that, you know, this forces the organization to make changes. So I'm sure that there'll be changes coming. I don't know what they'll be, but, you know, just like you, I guess I'll wait and see.
Hey, Jack, last offseason, your name got tossed around in the rumor mill, and obviously that's going to happen again. How did you handle that, and how do you think you're going to handle that this time?
Yeah, I mean, you guys got to write about something, right? What's that? I think you're on mute.
Wasn't necessarily just in Buffalo. I mean, everywhere. But
yeah. No. I'm saying not just you guys. I'm saying everyone.
Yeah.
You guys have a job to do. You guys got to write about something. No, I mean, listen, it's part of it. Like I just said, you know, we haven't had enough success, and I haven't had enough success. I've obviously not, I've not obtained the goals that I've set forth for myself as a professional hockey player, and, you know, making the playoffs, winning, being successful. So I think whenever that happens, I think you're always, vulnerable for rumor mills and potential trades. And as an organization, I'm sure that they're considering every option they have and, what they want to do moving forward here. And, like I told Bill, I guess we'll just wait and see what happens. I'm just trying to focus as much as I can on getting healthy and trying to be ready to play hockey next year and kind of, I guess, maybe reestablish myself after I guess a tough, whatever it's been, 12 months. I obviously know that I have a lot more to give and to show to people. And I think last year I only scratched the surface, but, this year it was just, from the start, it just didn't go well. And, I didn't play well enough. Obviously our team didn't, and things were just kind of off the rails from the beginning. And, then you get hurt and, things are definitely really off there. So, I'm sure the team's exploring every possible option and what they think they're going to do and where this organization is going to continue to move forward. But like I said, as long as I'm here, my duty is to be the leader of this team and be available for these guys in the room. I think that might be one thing that kind of goes unknown is just how good of a group there is here in terms of, the guys in the room. It's a lot of really, really good people. And, as bad as the losing was and things, with how good of a group we have and how good the guys are, it made coming to the rink better on some of those bad days. And I think that says a lot.
Jack, obviously you have an emotional connection to this team, but I want to ask you, how has your communication been with Kevin Adams while you've been away from the team? And what have conversations been like for you two?
We've had a few conversations. It's been tough. I think that, with my injury, there's been, there's been a little bit of, I think I said disconnect earlier, but there's been a little bit of it. I think, your job's to try and help win hockey games. You know what I mean? And I'm sure as management, as coaches, their main focus is, producing wins on the ice, and it's tough at times. And like I touched on with how quickly games were coming and how little off days and time away we had this year, it made for a really hectic schedule. And, you know, with my injury, there's been a little bit of, I guess, you know, one side, you know, my own camp on one page and the team on another. And, yeah, that's been tough. I mean, we're, you know, we're kind of going back and forth a bit on, you know, the best way to go about it and treatment. And, so there's been a few conversations, but, you know, more so just about, you know, getting healthy moving forward.
Hey, Jack, I know you mentioned the kind of disconnect between you and the organization as you were coming back from the neck injury. And I know you've had a few injuries in your career, but this was your first neck injury. And I know you said before that you're still kind of like learning a little bit about this, about herniated discs and all that kind of stuff in general. Do you feel like the disconnect sort of stemmed between short-term interest and a long-term interest, maybe, you know, one side wanting to get you back in, into the swing of things as soon as possible, try to put off surgery if possible, and maybe another side said, you know, we got to think of the long term here, get surgery ASAP, get you ready, make sure you're ready for camp next year?
Yeah, I mean, listen, like my number one interest and my number one goal is Jack Eichel. I mean, you know what I mean? You got to look after yourself. You got to look after what you think's best for yourself. And, you know, the organization has a similar job to do, but it's to look after what's best for the Buffalo Sabres. So, yeah, it was tough. Like, I think that there was a little bit of things, I guess, maybe just haven't been very black and white, to put it in perspective. I think we're all trying to educate ourselves in the situation and what would be best moving forward. And so I think that, yeah, there's been some tough conversations, but, you know, like, I got to do what's best for me. You know what I mean? I'm only going to play hockey for so long, 24 years old. Hopefully I have many more good years in this amazing game left, but you know, I gotta take care of myself. And, you know, so I think that, yeah, it's been tough at times, but I'll come out on the other end of it. And before I know it, I'll be back on the ice, and I look forward to that.
Hey, Jack, a lot to process here.
Yeah.
You, as you said, you got to do what's best for you. If what's best for you isn't to be in Buffalo anymore, how confident are you that management and ownership would honor that request or that feeling from you?
I think, as I just kind of mentioned, yeah, I mean, I can do what's best for me, but they got to do what's best for them. So it's a business. It's just like any other business. You know what I mean? You got to, you know, if you're at the top of this business or whatever, like, you got to do what's best. The Buffalo Sabres have to do what's best for the Buffalo Sabres. You know what I mean? And I understand that. Like, that's just part of the business. I bet you if you asked any NHL player, I think that they would all be on the same page. Like, you got to do what's best for your organization. And as a player, you have to protect your own interests, what's best for you. So I think there's a lot to, yeah, there's a lot to process. I mean, it's obviously not the season that anyone wanted to have, you know, other than maybe Rhino. He had a good year. but yeah, I mean, I think, I'm sure these conversations will be had, and, you know, things will go from there.
Hey, Jack, how much does who the next coach will be, how much does that factor into your decision as to whether you want to be here or not moving forward? How much does that factor into any thoughts you have about your future?
I haven't really thought about it. Heather. You know, I'm sure, unfortunately, I've played for a few coaches here. You know, I didn't get the opportunity to play for Donnie, but I do know him. I've played for him before at the national team. And, you know, he's a tremendous, tremendous guy. I think he's got a great mindset. And obviously there was a good connection between him and the players. So it was nice to see. And but I'm not really sure where the coaching side of things stands. And, you know, I don't really know. I'm not sure.
Jack, I guess I'm puzzled, and I'm coming at this from a standpoint of, you know, if I were with my doctor, it's my decision what I want to do. And I guess my question is, if you want surgery or if you don't want surgery, whatever your thought is on that, why don't you just do what you would like to do? It's your body. It's your decision with a doctor.
Doesn't work like that, Paul.
is it because of a contract?
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. I wish. I mean, yeah, you can't. I guess that's you hit the nail on the head there. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's it. I mean, obviously I'm under contract with this team, and they definitely hold a lot of cards on what I can and can't do.
Jack, that's kind of where I'm going. I mean, clearly you'd like to have surgery and get this taken care of is what I'm reading from all this. What's your information though? If you have surgery, how long would you be out? I mean, have they told you, you know, a month, 6 months, a year? I mean, based on what they've told you?
No, I'll be, it's a pretty quick recovery. So
what's
quick? Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's a quicker recovery. Like there's, you know what I mean? So, just like anyone, I think in my position, you just want to try and put yourself in as good a position as you can to be ready to rock when the puck drops next year. That's my goal. So, you know, I've had a talk to a whole heck of a lot of people and a lot of different opinions. So, just try to inform myself as much as I can. Obviously this is kind of like, uncharted territory for probably a lot of us and how to move forward and, you know, just trying to do what's best for Jack Eichel in the long term, you know, because, you know, one day, hopefully a long time from now, I won't play anymore hockey and my career will be over and I got to be a father and a husband and, you know, my responsibilities change. So, you know, there's a lot to take into it. I mean, we're not talking about just like a black and white ankle sprain or separated shoulder. I mean, you know, we're talking about a herniated disc in your neck. It's a serious thing. So there's a lot of things that go into it.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. All set. All right. Take care, guys. Have a great summer.
All right. That was Jack Eichel in a polarizing press conference. And all I can say to that is, wow, a lot to dissect there. A lot of almost cryptic conversation. We'll dissect it more. One Bills Live is next. We're out of here for today. And tomorrow we'll continue on with the remainder of the Zoom meetings with some of the younger players, Kevin Adams, Don Granato on Wednesday. And it's getting a lot more interesting around here in Saberland. Instigators back tomorrow, 10 to noon. WGR 550 and MSG. One Bills Live next.